This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome in to the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we are focusing on the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. So proud of all that they do here in the community over there at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. And we have a new physician to welcome to the community, Dr. Brandon Mangus. Good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Bart. Thanks for having me.
And you are, and I struggled with this just a little bit ago, a pediatric and adult otolaryngologist.
Yeah, you did great. That's perfect. Sometimes I can't even say it. So we call ourselves ear, nose, and throat doctors.
Oh,
we make it easy
that.
For
let's
everybody.
Well, tell us a little about some of the areas that you enjoy working in.
Absolutely. So with ear, nose, and throat surgery, I enjoy doing all sorts of different things with adults and pediatrics, including the typical tubes and tonsils that, you know, so many kids in this area need, and dealing with allergy problems. We also do a fair amount of sinus surgery and ear surgery, and even out to the more complex things such as head and neck cancer.
So all of this is offered at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
That is correct.
And that is phenomenal. I mean, for people who are new to town and don't know about the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, it has a long history going back literally decades.
Absolutely, and that's one of the big reasons that I wanted to join the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic when I came to Murfreesboro to practice, is that they've been in this community for so many years. They're so highly involved in just so many outreaches in the community that I felt that's where I wanted to belong.
And your particular office is very involved. All of the people, when you say ear, nose, and throat, that suddenly makes it clear as to what you are.
That's right.
And then I put faces with the people in that department.
That's right.
Very involved over there. And that's one of the great things about the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. No matter what your needs are medically, they have a specialist in those areas. And I was talking with Joey P. the other day, and Joey was saying one of the things that he's proudest of, which really makes me excited too, is that when there are tests done, you now do many of them in-house, and you get the results extremely quickly.
That's exactly right. It's very convenient for our patients, and that's what we wanted to focus on at the clinic, is being able to get everything done there. It minimizes the driving, especially in my clinic where a lot of what I see is children. It's just so easier on the parents to have all those things right there so they're not driving all across town to try to get these tests done.
Do people always know they have an ear, nose, or throat problem? Or do they sometimes try to overlook it and say, well, this will go away. This is nothing to worry about.
I think most medical problems do start out that way. We kind of ignore them for a while. Then we see our primary care physician or our pediatrician, and that's usually how people get to see me, is through their primary care physician or through their pediatrician, who says, I think you have something that an ear, nose, and throat physician needs to see. And that's how a lot of them come to see me. But at the same time, I do see a fair amount of people that come to see me directly off the street just saying, hey, doc, I have an ear problem. Can you help me? And I'm happy to take care of anybody like that.
Now, we are known, and I've lived in Middle Tennessee, this area, for all of my life. And so I don't know any different. But new people who are coming in, they say, man, you have really a problem with ragweed and different pollen.
That's right.
And what have you, and it causes all sorts of allergies. Well, if that's what you've had all your life, you don't think about it. But are those related to what you do?
Absolutely. They're very much so related. Tennessee has a very high level of allergy problems. Many have said Tennessee is the allergy capital of the world. And it just goes to show that what we deal with here with the ragweed and the pollen, a lot of people, as you said, they grow up that way and they think that's normal. But I would say there's a lot of ways that we can help these people in Tennessee, make them feel better, make their quality of life better. And that's what we're about, trying to help people in this community.
And aren't we about to enter one of those major seasons when the leaves fall?
Absolutely.
The allergies go wild.
Spring and fall are really the worst times for allergy people, people that struggle with allergies. And so I see a big influx of patients in my clinic during these times, and we're happy to help.
By the way, for those of you who are thinking to yourself, I have this problem, I have that problem, we want to ask you to hold off on your questions until the second half of the program. But as we are talking about these different, issues, medical issues, I know that some of you are relating to them. So be thinking about what question you would like to ask. And right after we check on the traffic and weather at half past, we'll open up the phone lines for your questions to call and talk with the doctor. And we'll be telling you more about that as we get closer. Tell us a little about your background. You're new to the area. Where did you come from?
So I'm born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky. I was fortunate enough to go to medical school at the University of Louisville. And that's when I met my wife, who is actually from Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
So that's really why you're
That's exactly right. Mama's got to be happy. My wife, her family owns Wax Family Printing, which has been in the community for many years. They've been here. And so then after I did medical school at Louisville, I was very blessed to come to Vanderbilt University in Nashville and do my ear, nose, and throat training there. And that's where I've been for several years. And then I was fortunate enough, speaking with Joey P. that you talked about earlier, Joey wanted to bring me into Murfreesboro. And that's how I got here.
Joey is a great person, a great leader.
Joey's one of the best.
Well, now, so you grew up in Louisville, known as the Bluegrass area.
That's right.
And is that an allergy problem up there?
Oh, yeah.
So you went from one to the other.
That's right. That's right. Kentucky and Tennessee are very similar when it comes to allergy problems.
Now, do people get allergies at different phases in their life? Can you not have had allergies and then suddenly you reach a certain age and you think, where did that come from?
That's exactly right. We see it both where kids just kind of are born and they just have this chronic allergy problem. That's one group of patients that I'm typically see. But then there's that other group where middle-aged adult starts coming in and saying, Doc, my nose is running, my eyes are itching, I've never had this happen before. So we get it all various shapes and sizes, and you don't necessarily have to have been born with it. It can be something that comes on later in life.
Are the fixes usually relatively simple? I mean, taking medicine, or do you have to have surgery?
You know, I like to take a more conservative approach, and if a patient comes to see me with allergy-type symptoms, certainly we're going to do our best to treat those with medications, with nasal sprays or an oral medication. We can also, at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, we have an on-site allergist who's fantastic. We can do allergy testing there. And then if down the road those medical management, those conservative treatments aren't working, then we can talk about different surgical things that we can do.
We hear about changes in technology with other areas, and I'm sure that you're seeing it in your field of expertise as well. Share with us some of the things that you see now that when you started to school, you didn't ever think that this could be done, and it's done so quickly now and so proficiently. You just think, man, what lies ahead?
One of the biggest thing in the ear, nose, and throat community is, like you said, technology. Our ability to have scopes, different things that we can look inside the nose in the clinic with such clarity is a huge benefit to the practitioner as myself, because I can look in someone's nose and I have a high definition screen right there beside the patient. I can take pictures, I can take video, and then I can turn the patient and say, this is exactly what's going on in your nose. I can point to the screen and show them exactly what the problem is. My big thing is I want to educate my patient on what's going on. And if I have these high definition images and this screen and video that I can show them what's going on, I think it adds to the patient's care. They walk out of my office saying, not only do I understand it, but I saw it. And that increases their understanding of their problem. And if I can have a patient who understands what's going on, and then I have a plan for them, I think they're going to be more likely to benefit from the treatment plan that I've set forward.
You hear so much about things like nasal rinses and things of that sort. Are those for real? Do they do good?
Absolutely. One of the things that we recommend for our patients, especially patients that have allergy problems and runny nose, is rinsing with salt water. Now, the salt water solutions that I'm talking about, you can buy over the counter at any drugstore, and they're relatively cheap. That kind of rinses out the allergens and the irritants. Certainly, what's come on board here recently is these nasal steroid sprays, and those are very, very good at decreasing inflammation in your nose, decreasing allergy in your nose and in your eyes. And so not only do we have these saltwater solutions that are over-the-counter, but we have these great nasal steroid medications that are of a great benefit to patients.
Now, are those prescriptions?
So those are – the nasal steroids are prescriptions.
And those are is it under pressure that you put it in, or is it just a squeeze bottle?
It's just a squeeze bottle.
Okay. And you would notice a difference relatively quickly?
Yeah, it typically takes about 24 hours before you start to notice some difference. But usually I tell patients, give yourself about 2 to 3 weeks before you start to see the full effect of a nasal steroid spray.
Okay. Now, what about people who, over the lifetime, have had wax buildup in their ear? I hear so many people complaining of that.
That's a common thing that I see. I always tell people, wax is not a bad thing. God put it in your ear for a reason. And so the only time wax is an issue is when it's too much and it's blocking your eardrum. So sound can't get to your eardrum and allow you to hear. In those instances, people come to me and I'm able to clean out that earwax under our microscope in the office. And it's a very simple procedure. And then I get them started on some treatments that will help decrease wax buildup. I never want to get rid of all of the wax in somebody's ear. Like I said, it's there for a reason. It helps keep bugs from getting to the eardrum because it sticks. And it also has certain properties that are kind of a healing and antiseptic properties for the ear canal.
What about people who have dry skin in their ears?
That's another common thing that I see. People mostly complain about, Doc, my ear itches like crazy. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly different medications that I can get people started on that will help that those itchy ear symptoms, and we can get that taken care of.
Now, is that a part of allergies or what?
We're not really smart enough to know what's going on with the itchy ears, whether it's allergy. Certainly, it may be a component of that, but most of the time, we don't really know the exact cause for itchy ears or flaky skin inside the ear, but we do know that we have great treatments for it, and people are pretty satisfied with it.
You hear so much today about especially younger people wearing earbuds and what have you, which at higher levels can damage ears. Do you see the end results of that?
Absolutely. I think we're going to see more and more of that probably 25, 30 years from now when people my age or younger who have kind of grown up on iPods and iPhones and listening to music pretty loudly. I think when they're turning 45 and 50, we're going to start to see a big evidence of listening to music too loudly. I see it now in 50 or 60, 70-year-old people who have been around guns their whole life and shot guns a lot and didn't wear ear protection. That's typically where I see it. Or you have people who work in factories and hear loud sounds. And, you know, we have hearing aids. It's another thing we talk about, the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. It's a one-stop shop. We try to get everything for our patients in one place. We have great people who do hearing aids at our clinic. So if you come and see me with a hearing problem, we're able to diagnose that at the clinic, and I'm able to hook you up with somebody in our clinic that can set you up with hearing aids right there. So certainly if you have a hearing loss, we're able to take care of it.
And those are such positive things. I mean, being able to have somebody who can walk you from the beginning of when the problem is diagnosed all the way up through the treatment, and having somebody at one location to help you and to help you understand what you need to do, because no matter what the medical issue, you're not going to understand it as well as a physician or a technician who is highly trained in this, and you make that understanding so easy.
Well, it's so important that within this community of physicians at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic that we have communication. And so if I have I see it a lot with the pediatricians at the clinic. They'll have a problem. They'll come up to my office and say, hey, Brandon, I have a patient who's got this. What do you think? and I'll say, hey, I can see him tomorrow and put him in my clinic. And so we have this type of communication between each other amongst specialties, which is fantastic. I think it goes a long way to making sure a patient gets exactly what they need. And, you know, that's what we're all about at the clinic is communication. If we have different specialties, different physicians have different expertise and different knowledge, and we're able to come together for the patient and provide them the best care.
And I guess that's really what Joey was saying when we were talking to him a while back. He said, you know, early diagnosis is so important, but equally important is doing something to solve that problem quickly. The sooner, the better.
That's exactly right.
And that's what's so exciting about Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and I know you feel it just by being there a short period of time.
Absolutely. That was one of the big reasons that drew me to the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is the community of physicians there and the fact that they all seem to work together for the patient to get the patient the best care in the most efficient manner, and that's what we do.
Looking back to when you first got started and you were thinking, I think I'll be a doctor, and so you go that course, what made you decide to go into a specialty area of ear, nose, and throat?
That's a great question. I get that asked quite a bit. For me, the field of otolaryngology or ear, nose, and throat surgery is a unique opportunity to treat both kids and adults. There's very few specialties out there that are able to do that. And I really enjoy treating my kids and those adults that come to see me. The other thing that really interests me is that I get to spend time with kids and adults with various different problems, whether it's sinus, allergy, ears, head and neck cancer. So it was the variety of things that I get to treat and both the fact that I get to treat both kids and adults. That's what drew me to the specialty.
Right now, is there any particular type of illness that seems to be really taking a lot of your time? A lot of people have this problem. I'm wondering whether it's age-related, weather-related, whatever it might be.
As we talked about earlier, allergy is a big thing, especially in Tennessee. A lot of people are struggling with allergies, can't breathe through their nose, or sinus problems. I think that's one of the biggest things that I'm seeing now is people with nasal congestion. And, doc, I can't breathe through my nose. I haven't been able to breathe through my nose in 10 years. Or I've got this pain and pressure in my sinuses, and it seems to get worse in the spring or fall, pretty associated with allergy. Those are the biggest things that I'm seeing. Also, people with a sleep apnea, they snore or are gasping and pausing in their breathing at night. I see that both in kids and adults. I see quite a bit of that.
And those are areas that you can work on as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Interesting.
We also see a lot of ear disease, recurrent ear infections in kids or even adults and ears that are draining. So, you know, at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, we see it all, and we're happy to see it all. And that's one of the big things about the clinic is that it draws a group of people from all different walks of life with all different types of problems, and we do our best to take care of each one of those.
So, if you, our listeners, are having any of these issues right now, maybe some allergy problems, maybe some earaches, just pain, things of that sort, your time is about to get here because we're going to check on the traffic and weather, and then we'll be back and your calls will be accepted. 893-1450 is the number. Get online with us, 893-1450. Dr. Brannon Mangus is with us from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. He's talking about ears, nose, throats, anything that's related to that. 893-1450. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Your fingers into a microphone and talk back. WGNSradio.com is Rutherford County's online source for what matters to you. WGNSradio.com.
You- you could go all the way at Ford of Murfreesboro. Only Truck Country USA can offer you savings like this. Right now, drive away in a new 2013 Ford F-150 for just $17,990. Not one, everyone. Every new 2013 F-150 with an MSRP of $24,950 is just $17,990. Only at Ford of Murfreesboro. Truck Country USA, the home of the $17,990 F-150.
Come see me, David Lee, at Ford of Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Jones Car Wash now offers a prepaid wash plan. Purchase 5 washes in advance and receive the 6th one free.
We are just trying to go that extra mile.
The Jones Car Wash prepaid wash plan. Purchase 5 washes in advance and get the 6th one free.
We're just trying to reward our customers.
Ask Palmer Jones about their prepaid wash plan.
Mom always said, thank you for coming in and have a nice day, and that's the same way we feel.
Jones Car Wash on Memorial across from O'Charley's.
Roberts Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Forget spending thousands of dollars at the dealership and come see me. We have complete maintenance schedules just like the dealer. At Roberts Auto Repair, we're always honest, always fair.
Good morning once again. We have one accident clearing stages. Highway 96 at Veterans Parkway slowing things down just a bit for us. Traffic easing on Old Fort Parkway at Bridge Avenue, Old Fort Parkway at Marketplace, I-24 at 96, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway with traffic easing for us this morning. Also, I-24 into downtown. Looks like we still have quite a bit of congestion on the westbound lanes there through Bell Road and Hickory Hollow Parkway. Dr. Beautiful is offering 40% off any product or service through September 14th. Supplies are limited, not valid with any other offer. Call Dr. Beautiful today, 931-433-6871, or go online to drbeautiful.net. For a more beautiful you. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see a few spotty showers and storms this afternoon, partial sunshine high into the lower 90s, and we'll have winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Vujicki. Right now, 77.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
He's on your side, consumer warrior Clark Howard.
Save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
Weekdays 11 to 1 on WGNS.
It's your segment of the show.
I were a tower of strength, I'd walk away, I'd look in your eyes, and here's what I'd say. I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you anymore, and I'd walk out the door.
Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. And that's all you have to do to get on the air with us this morning with your question to the doctor. Dr. Brandon Mangus is with us, and he is an ear, nose, and throat doctor. You notice how I'm avoiding the real title.
You did great.
Otolaryngologist. Not a word that you use. In fact, I challenge everybody, use that word at lunch today. Otolaryngologist.
That's perfect.
I can see the look on somebody's face across the table if I say something about otolaryngology today.
That's why when I say it, I'm an otolaryngologist, ear, nose, and throat surgeon. I just get it out of the way.
It's so much easier to say
absolutely.
Ear, nose, and throat. Of course, he is with Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. And let's go to the phones. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and hope you are too, and your guest.
Oh, everybody's doing.
We're doing great.
Oh, I heard you say something about head and neck cancer.
That's correct.
Does that just entail exposed head and neck cancer, or does it go? I mean, how is it? Is it inheritable? I have a problem with cysts, and I also have had the problem with the skin cancer. I forget the medical term for it now. Squamous cells.
That's right.
I've had them removed. But the back of my neck, and as a man, I usually wear a T-shirt. I don't ever go without a shirt. But I've noticed that there are several little bitty bumps, and I look in a mirror, into a mirror behind me, but they're not exposed, but yet I can feel them. Is that what you would consider neck cancer, or does it go inside the bone, through your blood, and anywhere on your body? I will hang up and listen for your response. Thank you, sir.
Well, that was a great question. So head and neck cancer can both be on your skin, like you were talking about squamous cell cancer. And most people, or a lot of people, as we age, we tend to get those aging marks on our skin, and you see the dermatologist, and sometimes you get biopsies or moles or lesions removed. So certainly there's those skin cancers on the head and neck that we would call head and neck cancer. But the head and neck cancer, a lot of times that I'm dealing with, is head and neck cancer inside the mouth or inside the larynx, along the vocal cords, in the throat. Those are the head and neck cancers that a lot of times the ear, nose, and throat doctors will see, as well as those skin cancers on the head and neck area. What people, a lot of people don't realize is that head and neck cancer is actually increasing, but it's increasing for a reason a lot of people don't realize. As smoking has declined in our community, we've still seen a rise in head and neck cancer, and a lot of that is because of a virus called HPV that seems to be causing these head and neck cancers. A lot of research has been going in on this, and we're learning more and more about this virus that causes head and neck cancer. So at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, where I work, and the ear, nose, and throat physicians in my office, we're very diligent about when we see a patient who has concerns about head and neck cancer, we do a thorough examination looking for anything that might be cancerous, because we know that head and neck cancer is increasing in our community.
Now, you mentioned about a virus that could be spreading cancer. Is that airborne?
It's not airborne. What we think is that it's a virus that comes through physical contact, and it's called HPV. And we are seeing more and more of this. Vanderbilt University has done quite a bit of research on this topic and on this in this area. It's a field that is becoming more and more prevalent.
Now, you mentioned contact. Is this more than intimate contact? I mean, we're always taught wash your hands after going to the restroom, and then you reach over as you leave the restroom and you touch the doorknob that hundreds of other people have touched before. Is it that kind of contact? What kind of?
It's not that kind of contact that we're talking about that you get the flu from or the common cold. It's more intimate contact that we're referring to. But do you know what? There's a lot that we don't quite understand about HPV just yet, and we're learning more and more about how we get it.
Is this a new type of cancer? I mean, sometimes it seems like with medicines, at least, they work for a little while, then you build an immunity against them, and then you have to create another medicine. Is the disease doing the same thing?
No. What we think is head and neck cancer's been around since the dawn of time, and for the longest time, it was dominated by people who smoked and drank alcohol a lot. And that's where we saw the most of our patients having head and neck cancer. But I think probably all along this virus was involved. Mm-hmm. And now what we're finding, as people are smoking less, which is a great thing, we're finding that this virus is still there, and we're finding that, oh, now we're seeing that this virus is actually linked to cancer.
Somebody had said once, and I don't know whether it's accurate or not, but you can give us your take on this, that with today people living longer, they often get to a point where they get cancer, where in our grandparents' eras, they didn't live long enough to develop some of these diseases we're seeing today.
There's certainly some truth to that. As we age and as we live longer, we obviously have more opportunity, I guess you would say, mm-hmm. for cancerous type lesions to start. And certainly there's absolutely some truth to that.
Are there some things that we all have heard, and I think it's finally working, the importance of not smoking for any type of health reason. Are there some other things that we should improve on to reduce our risk of cancer, especially the ones you're working with?
Certainly the alcohol and tobacco. Tobacco, people should not smoke. I mean, tobacco smoke around children is harmful. We talk about allergies and kids having ear infections. We know there's a direct correlation with smoking. So certainly smoking has, we've got to, our community and as a culture and in general, we've got to decline or quit smoking or exposing, you know, ourselves and those around us to smoke. That's, everyone knows that. I think everyone understands that. I think what is becoming more and more a reality in our community and our culture is what we eat. We don't know exactly how what we eat is related to cancer, but I think we're going to see over the next 15, 20 years that the American diet, certainly, you know, I'm talking about lots of meat, lots of fat, fast food type mentality, that American type culture, I think, lends itself to more of these diseases. I think we'll see more of that over the next 10 to 15 years. Some things have already come out. There's already some evidence that what we eat certainly does affect our health.
Now, you mentioned a little bit earlier about how you also treat sleep apnea. Is that in some way related to obesity? Are there higher incidences of sleep apnea with overweight?
That's absolutely true. I always tell my patients, I see a lot of kids at the clinic, and I love seeing kids at the clinic. And I see kids for sleep apnea, the kids that snore and have restless sleeping and are tired during the day or don't do well in school. And I see a lot of kids like that, and they have sleep apnea. And a lot of times with those kids, it's not because they're overweight. It's because they have large tonsils and adenoids. And that's something that's curable. We take those tonsils and adenoids out, and the kids do great. They get great sleep. They do well. But then when you have adults come to see me for sleep apnea, a lot of times adults have sleep apnea due to weight gain. And as you know, as we age, we tend to add a few pounds. And what happens is that extra weight causes more and more problems when you sleep. And you're unable to get that deep breath. You're unable to get that good sleep at night because of sleep apnea. And so with adults, we treat it a little different than kids.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Brandon Mangus. How are you today?
Good morning. I wanted to ask the doctor if you could have cancer on your finger.
On your finger?
I got a little old place right above my thumbnail. Mm-hmm. And I went to the dermatologist, and he said I'd have to see a surgeon. It was a tumor, little old. Can you have cancer on your fingers?
Absolutely. Now, I'm not a finger or hand specialist, but there are certainly people at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic who can take care of you. The general surgeons at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic are fantastic.
Beg your pardon?
I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk louder. Okay. But he said you definitely could have that.
Absolutely. Cancer can be anywhere, on your finger or any other part of your body. And now, I don't specifically treat that at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, but there's general surgeons at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic who are fantastic and who have treated my own family, and I would trust them with my own family, and certainly they could help you with any type of cancer that you have on your hand or any other place.
How long ago were you told that you needed to see this type of doctor?
I went to a dermatologist about a month ago. But I've had this on there, three or four months. I, you know, just kind of noticed it and started rubbing it and wondered what it was. And that's when I went to the dermatologist, and he told me I'd have to see a surgeon.
Okay. Now, what type of physician should they see if she went to Murfreesboro Medical Clinic? And by the way, I think you should. I'm not a doctor. But anytime somebody mentions that word cancer, or if there's something that's different on your body that shouldn't be there, don't waste time thinking about should you go. You ought to go as quickly as you can. But what kind of doctor should she look for?
like I was saying, I think general surgeons are very good at this. There's also orthopedic surgeons who specialize in hand and bone disorders. I think either one is a great option.
So she could either have her physician who told her about it mm-hmm. to call and set up an appointment
right.
at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, or she could call the general operator, just the general number there, and say, I need help with such and such.
Absolutely. You can do either or, and if she calls our line, then they can direct her and instruct her on what she needs to do to make sure that she gets where she needs to go.
Very good. But, ma'am, I really would not wait too long.
And you think I should see a surgeon?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, time is makes all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's between my, right above my thumbnail before it gets to my knuckle. And it's hard feeling and raised up, you know.
Well, I definitely, anytime there's something that's changed on your body and a doctor tells you to see someone, I would not wait around. That is, everything is telling you.
Yeah, the last he told me to see a doctor and give me his name and number. But I have so many problems, I just hate going, you know.
Well, your family loves you and they want to see you around, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know they do, but...
Will you take care of yourself? And would you call the doctor today and check on that for us?
I'll call him, and he gave me the number and his name when I was at that, the dermatologist did.
Okay.
But I just hadn't called him yet.
Well, you do that, and call us back and let us know the good news.
Okay.
Will you take care?
Thank you very much.
Take care. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You know, I can relate to what she's saying so much. You find something that's not quite right with you, and you try to talk yourself out of doing something about it. I mean, we become our own doctors.
Bart, we all do it. I do it. Things happen. We put it off. No, I don't want to. I don't have time. And just like anything else, I mean, you especially your health, you gotta be vigilant. You gotta be on top of it. Especially if a physician says, "Hey, you should go see this person." By all means, I think you should do it and do it soon.
Very definitely. We're talking about your health this morning. Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Dr. Brennan Mangus is with us. He is one of the new ear, nose, and throat doctors at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 893-1450. We're going to check on the weather for our final time, and then we'll be back and continue the conversation with Dr. Mangus, 893-1450. Give us a call.
When you ask how I've been here without you, I like to say I've been fine, and I do.
We're talking about your local teams. All Sports Talk at 2 and Sports Night 3 to 6. I'm George Plaster on WGNS.
It's my favorite night. Sir Pizza's all-you-can-eat dinner buffet. Pile your plates high with pizza, pasta, and salad. Did I say it's all-you-can-eat? It's all-you-can-eat pizza, pasta, and salad tonight at Sir Pizza on Memorial, East Main, and South Church. All-you-can-eat dinner buffet tonight.
Shop directly from your farmer at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Open each Tuesday and Friday from 7 a.m. until noon at the Lane Agripark Community Center on John R. Rice Boulevard. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is this area's producer-only farmers market, working hard to connect customers with their farmers since 1975. Meet your farmer and your neighbor at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 a.m. until noon at the Lane Agripark, down from Sam's.
WeatherEye.
We'll see a few spotty showers and storms this afternoon. Partial sunshine, high into the lower 90s. And we'll have winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 77.
That update brought to you by Safe Auto. Thanks to Fair Shake pricing at Safe Auto, more than half the people who call in end up buying a policy. Call Safe Auto today for an affordable state minimum coverage. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive more, spend less.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro. And here at Animal City, we have all of the supplies and equipment you need to create and maintain your beautiful garden pond. Animal City, we have all of the products that you need, from the fish to the maintenance chemicals to the lighting to make it beautiful. Don't forget, Animal City is at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
Do you like antique designs? See our collection of Gordon Clark.
I'm Greg Tidwell.
And I'm Lisa Halliburton. Bell Jewelers welcomes you. Reset your diamond into a timeless piece from Gordon Clark.
Bell Jewelers is Murfreesboro's most trusted jewelry store for 134 years. If Bell says it's so, it's so.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
There is no safer place in the storm. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Hey, welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. We have just a few minutes left. So if you have a question for the doctor, this is your chance. 893-1450, the number to call. Call it quickly, though. Dr. Brandon Mangus, a new ear, nose, and throat doctor at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. 893-1450. That's our number. A minute ago, you mentioned something about children with restless sleeping, and is that restless legs or is that different?
That's different. So restless sleeping, when I ask parents about their child's sleep habits, I always ask them several questions. I say, do they snore at night? And if they do, then that leads to further questions, including do they have gasping or pausing in their breathing? And I try to relate it to grandma or grandpa asleep on the recliner. Do they do the gasping and pausing like grandma and grandpa? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. The other things we ask is, are they all over the bed at night? So, you know, you lay them down on the pillow, and then in the morning they're at the other end. The sheets are all across the room. That's what I mean by restless sleep. And then the other things we think about with sleep apnea in children, especially in the older kids, 5, 6, 7 years old, who have been potty trained, obviously, by that age, but yet they still have trouble with wetting the bed at night. And what we found, research has shown, that about 30% of kids with sleep apnea will have some type of bed wetting that's abnormal, and that whenever we get the sleep apnea treated, that number drops in half. So about half of those kids will stop the bed wetting. So it's so crucial that kids, especially school-age kids or those kids getting ready, you know, 2, 3, 4, getting ready to start into school, that we're making sure that they get that good night's sleep. I mean, the old adages that mom and grandma told you years ago still apply. Getting that good night's sleep is so important. And so that's what I focus on at the clinic, is making sure that the kids that I see that I'm concerned about sleep apnea, that we get those kids taken care of, because I want them feeling alert and great at school so they're learning all the things they need to learn so they can have a future and help people in the future.
You know, that's what's so exciting, to think that if children are getting these problems that we hear adults having, and adults saying, man, I'm tired all day long. Well, the kids do the same thing, but they don't know how to express that.
That's exactly right. In fact, kids often don't come across and say, I'm tired. They'll hardly ever tell you that. What ends up happening is we see it at school. Perhaps they're misbehaving at school, or they're not paying attention at school. It's because they're tired, because they didn't get very good sleep that night before, and so their grades are suffering, their attention span is reduced, they're acting out because they're tired. You know, kids and adults, we have similar problems. We just kind of let it show in different ways.
So when parents, and we all do this, they diagnose their child's problem. My child is hyper. Mm-hmm. They may not be hyper. They may not be getting enough sleep.
Absolutely. So there's certainly, I'm not discounting the diagnosis of ADD and ADHD. That's a real problem.
But maybe a parent's diagnosis.
Oh, that's right. But certainly, if a kid is not getting good sleep at night, it's going to affect their performance the next day. It's going to affect their attention the next day. And so, you know, if I have a child that comes to me that has symptoms of sleep apnea and they also have a diagnosis of ADD or ADHD, I don't tell the parent, your child doesn't have this diagnosis, they have sleep apnea. They may have both, but I certainly need to eliminate the sleep apnea from the picture because that's a curable disease in childhood that we can fix. And then that allows the pediatrician to really focus in on the other problems the child has.
Now, do adults have the same situations? I mean, if an adult has not been diagnosed as having sleep apnea, could they be just all over the bed and they wake up in the morning in a different position? And they obviously know that.
Typically, and you know, we talked about how kids and adults will present their symptoms or the way they express their symptoms are different. In adults, they typically aren't the all over the bed kind of sleepers. What happens with adults is I oftentimes will have to ask their partner, their spouse, and say, do they snore at night? Do they hold their breath at night? Are there sometimes you look at them and wonder, are they going to breathe again? Those are kind of the way it looks for an adult. And then for adults, it's pretty straightforward, actually. The next day, they're feeling tired, fatigued, requiring multiple cups of coffee, gaining weight, don't have enough energy to exercise. And that's how adults typically present.
We seem, as adults, to really be pulled in with coffee these days. Is it okay to drink coffee if it's decaffeinated? Or is there a difference? Does it matter which one?
Well, I brought my coffee this morning, so I hope it's okay. No, I think...
Now, is it decaffeinated?
Yeah, there's definitely caffeine in it. I don't think there's not been really any evidence from the science community or literature that's shown coffee to be harmful. I think coffee in excess, certainly, you know, if you're drinking two pots a day, I mean, certainly you need to be thinking maybe I'm fatigued for some other reason, but certainly I don't think there's been any evidence to show that coffee is harmful to you.
Maybe that's what we are as Americans, things in excess.
That's right.
Because we seem to go beyond.
That's one thing we're really good at.
Yes,
I think so.
We've captured that one.
That's right.
Now, for people who are hearing what you've been saying and saying, he is describing me, I think I need to do something about it, I am going to do something about it now, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, certainly, I'd love to see anybody that has any health problem concerning ear, nose, and throat. I love serving this Murfreesboro and Rutherford County community and even the surrounding communities. That's one thing that I treasure every day, is helping people. And certainly, they can call my office at 867-8110. That's 867-8110. I'm happy to see anyone and everyone that has a head and neck problem, ear, nose, and throat problem, sleep apnea, any of the issues we talked about today, allergies, sinusitis, ear problems. That's what we're here for at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, is to help people. And we want this community to thrive and to be a healthy community. That's what we're here for.
Well, our hats off to you and everybody at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. It's great to have you here from Louisville. And I'm anxious to have you back on the air again soon. Visiting with us today, new to the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Dr. Brandon Mangus, who is an ear, nose, and throat specialist. And by the next time you come, I will be throwing that word out all the time.
You did great with it, Bart. Thanks for having me.
You have a super rest of the day. Now, tomorrow at this time, our Vice Mayor, Ron Washington, will be with us. Some problems that you heard pop up over on State Street on the call-in show earlier last week. We're going to address that more. In fact, Ron is bringing with him a lady who just moved here to town who is from the south side of Chicago, known as Pretty Rough Area, and what people in her neighborhood did to make some changes. Have a great day. See you tomorrow on WGNS Murfreesboro. Stay with us. Truman is next.
In shape with those blues on red, but I'm not afraid this rover crossed.